News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the Trump administration has ordered US embassies to stop scheduling interviews for student visas, including the J-1 here, as it considers stricter vetting of applicants' social media profiles. And David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us. David, what do we know about what's actually happening?
Yeah, well, it's emerged from a State Department cable that the Trump administration is telling American embassies all around the world to stop scheduling visa interviews for foreign students. And this appears to be as they're preparing to implement a major social media screening for all international applicants. There's been some of that going on already for international students who are known to be involved, particularly in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. But the idea is that everybody applying would be subject to that. But, you know, in the meantime, there's a pause on any interviews happening at all for would-be foreign students.
Okay. And we have heard, yes, that this is related to pro-Palestinian positions. Is it our understanding that if you have on your social media something pro-Palestinian, be it flags or words of support or what have you, that you will not be allowed to enter the US currently?
I think it would be a case-by-case situation. Apparently the officials, you know, they'd be looking at posts and shares and comments on platforms such as Instagram, X and TikTok. It's not clear whether just simply having the Palestinian flag would be enough to land you in trouble. But certainly the current approach of the Trump administration suggests that they're looking to be pretty draconian about this. And, you know, just one reason.
Do we know if this is if this is legal, David?
No one has raised a legal challenge yet, as far as I'm aware. The Secretary of State does have the right to exclude people who are seen as threats to national security, but I would not be surprised if there's a legal challenge, because for example, Trump is currently trying to ban all international students from attending Harvard, America's oldest and wealthiest university, and Harvard is taking them to court over that.
We are hearing that there are some foreign students in the US currently whose visas to study there are being revoked over this, over their social media profiles. Is that what you're hearing too?
And you know, we've had a few notorious cases already, of course, of students who've even been arrested. And in one instance, there was a postgraduate student. She had merely put her name to an editorial in a student newspaper that was supporting Palestinian rights, and she was snatched off the streets and thrown into prison. She's since been released on a court order. But Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, has said he's already revoked about 300 visas for international students. Okay. And there's an estimate that could go up.
And lastly, and this may be a question you can't answer, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of Irish students go on summer visas, summer student visas, to the States every year to work in bars and restaurants, etc. If they were to have social media sort of things that might contravene what the current Trump administration is looking for or looking at, does deleting your social media make any difference?
Again, you know, hard to say. I think it probably would be wise to delete those posts. It's just not known how detailed and expensive the searches are. Certainly, there's some State Departments are advised to take screenshots so that if people delete their posts, they will still be preserved. But hard to know how comprehensive.
And I am aware that's a tricky question for you, but I know there's people here going, they now don't know what to do. But look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That's David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Authoritarianism is rampant at the moment, James.
I just think it is absolutely chilling. This is America, the land of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and
the land of the free.
They're vetting students and their political views. It is really chilling and really sad.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.